Harry gave her a rueful smile.
"Sorry, Julia, I can't see us breaking back into this cage."
She nodded, concealing her disappointment. "Where are they heading?"
"Tyrnid tracking is imprecise," said Vyosh, "but from the sample period, it seems that they are on course for the edge of hegemony space."
"Any overheard communications between the three ships?" said Harry.
"There were indications of intership combeam relays," Vyosh said. "These are inaccessible to Tiernet probes. The sacrament's net traffic was analyzed, but no subcodes or encryptions were found. I have included the net traffic in an attached file."
"So I see," Harry said.
"This concludes our transaction," said Vyosh. "Till our next encounter, then."
With that, the strange entity rose straight up, crossed the Night Street boundary, and turned back into a whirling knot of radiance which disappeared amongst the angular shadows.
"Is he an AI?"
Julia said.
"Apparently, Vyosh was at one time a virtual cognitive model in an Ufangir military lab. Bootstrapped itself into awareness, escaped into the Tiernet, and it's been trading secrets and updating itself ever since, for however long that's been."
Harry had been scanning through the data received from Vyosh, light from his palm reflecting from his face. Now, frowning, he curled the fingers into a fist and glanced at Julia.
"Interesting. Much of the sacrament's net traffic is regular astrograv updates from subspace beacons and regional star system casters. But there were two responses to requests for a large number of precise star locations."
"How many missiles did this Talavera say she was planning to launch?"
500, she said uneasily.
Harry nodded.
"That's how many stars are in their location request."
"She said..."
Julia paused, horrific possibilities hovering at the edge of her comprehension.
"You've already said that you suspected deceit on her part," Harry said. "So tell me, what effect would one of these anti-dark matter missiles have on an ordinary main-sequence star?"
"If the missile were larger than she told me," Julia said, "if the cladding vessel surface was deeply incised to increase the reactive area, it would make a sun go nova. Every living thing in the same system would die."
500 supernovae," Harry said. "Now that sounds like the Charixa. But it raises the question of who they're doing this for, because they are not in the habit of initiating their own campaigns of mayhem and death."
Talavera's words came back to her with perfect clarity.
"You have no idea how powerful he is or how powerful he's going to make me. Do you have someone like that?"
She gave a full account of that last encounter, even including the detail about those smoky black snakes. When she mentioned them, Harry's gaze grew intense and serious.
"I've heard of these things before," he said. "They're called Vermax, and they originate from dangerous lairs deep down in hyperspace.